I will start with disability. Let me start by first congratulating you for your most recent ratification of the CRPD in March this year. We've been long waiting for that to happen. Our hope is that we will see more progress and coordination in the treatment, care, and protection of disabled children in keeping with the articles of CRPD and in line with the articles of CRC and its general comment number 9. We've noted, however, that your country has made 4 reservations, namely Article 18 on liberty of movement and nationality, Article 23, respect for home and family, Article 27, work and employment, and Article 29, participation in political and public life. Can you give us some clarification about these reservations? Our fear is that these reservations may hinder the implementation of many of the rights that are critical to CRC. Following the development of the action plan for the implementation of the National Plan for People with Disabilities of 2019, a number of initiatives were introduced to improve the status of disabled persons in Bhutan, and that is commendable. However, we learned that disabled children are still marginalized, discriminated, and stigmatized in different environments. Can you tell us what extra efforts are in place to address these problems for the disabled children? In your response to paragraph 41 of our list of issues, some of the data was not provided for children with disabilities. We had asked for the number of disabled children living with their families, number of children living in residential care. Unfortunately, only the data of disabled children attending regular schools was provided. Since this is critical information in our understanding of the real situation of disabled children in Bhutan, the question we're asking is, does the government plan to collect this data, and when can it be made available? According to all the documents that we have received, there is no central body responsible for caring, coordinating, and monitoring of programs for disabled children. So my question to you is, who is responsible for coordinating and follow-up of the inclusion of disabled children in the society? Has the government designated a specific body which will be held accountable for implementation of the plan of action for the disabled? Have resources been allocated for essential infrastructure and equipment to accommodate disabled children? What early intervention programs are in place? How much work is being done in awareness raising to educate families and community about disability and to eliminate bullying and stigmatization of the disabled children? Access to health services for persons with disabilities is challenging, especially in rural areas. What is the government doing to support these areas with more specialized professionals like speech therapists, occupational therapists, among many others that are needed in those areas? Parents of disabled children continue to prefer sending them to monasteries, nunneries, and other care facilities instead of keeping them in the home environment. What measures are in place to educate parents and society of the importance of raising these children within their families? Does the government offer any support to families that opt to keep their disabled children at home? On basic health and health services, here also I would like to congratulate the government of Bhutan for reaching near universal vaccination of Bhutanese children in life-saving vaccine, reaching an impressive 99.6% as per the UNICEF report, which reflects the government's seriousness in its commitment to protect children and ensure a healthy start in life. It is clear that Bhutan has made significant progress in reducing under 5 mortality. However, it appears that neonatal mortality accounts for more than half of the under 5 mortality. How is the government monitoring the adequate distribution of skilled healthcare professionals, especially for newborn babies? And how does it ensure that there is an equitable distribution of resources to all regions, distribution of resources to all regions and groups of people? The implementation of electronic patient information system is supposed to start in 2024. Has it actually started? We have no information on that. How much does the system address the issues of